Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. God bless you and welcome to Reaching Out Radio International, where we are reaching out to see the hands and feet of Jesus Christ sharing the gospel into the world. We have servants' hearts. We love to share the message of the cross and reach out to our brothers and sisters all over the world. And tonight I have a special guest on with me, and I'm hoping we can get connected. I'm trusting God, and he has a heart for Jesus just like I do, and I'm just really excited about having him on. And dear brother, can you hear me? Hello? We're having some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to communicate back and forth with him here to Facebook. Just be praying for us, brothers and sisters, that we can get connected, because this is so important, and It means a lot. Brother, can you hear me? Hello? He is trying to connect through his internet, and sometimes we have technical difficulties, but as I said, we will continue just to try to get connected and get him on here, because he was so excited about sharing his testimony and his ministry, and I just want this to go forth tonight. I am communicating with him now. Just bear with me for a minute, please. Praise God. Father God, I just come before your throne of grace, dear God, and I ask, dear God, that you just open up the airways in my brother's microphone that he can be heard, whatever the technical difficulty is, dear God, that you just intercede, dear God, and that, Father God, you just let him be heard on these airways. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. I apologize for my puppy. I'm going to have to put her up, too, and I don't know why he can't connect with me, so I'm going to play a song, brothers and sisters, and then see what I can do to help him and try to get him on here. So I'll be back in a few minutes, and I'm going to work on this because I really want my brother to be on tonight. I'm not going to get discouraged, and I don't want him to be discouraged. So let's go to a worship song, and I'll see if I can get this worked out. God bless you all.
Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all?
Brother, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Praise God,
yeah.
Yes. We're finally connected.
Praise the Lord.
I was praying and believing, and I know it's our first time connecting, and my dear brother is actually connected over from the Philippines, and we got difference about 14 hours in time, and it's his first time connecting to my program, and it can be a little tricky. It can just be little technical things, so I welcome you on. I just really want to give it over to you to begin with. I want you to introduce yourself and share about your heart for Jesus. And please introduce your ministry. And then we will go into some more things in regards to some of your testimony. And your family is absolutely beautiful. The love of Jesus shines through you. And I think it's so beautiful that you all work together. That truly is a gift when your whole family can come together and be used as the hands and feet of Jesus. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So I think God is so good, and he blesses
us
in so many ways. And one of my blessings, in all honesty, I get so excited is when he connects me to ministries in other parts of the world. We may not be able to be face-to-face, but praise God, through technology, we can work together as the hands and feet of Jesus, being kingdom builders. And I am so excited to be connected with you. I'm praying that you'll get to come over here. And as God leads, that we'll be able to go over there and just come together in love and unity and be used for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you.
Well, go ahead, brother, and just share, introduce yourself and share about your ministry. And once I feel led to come, and I will, this is your time to let people know about your heart for Jesus and what you're doing and your vision, and just let the Spirit lead you. Just, this is your time to have freedom in the Lord.
Amen. So thank the Lord. Thank you so much for giving me opportunity to share the gospel and to share my testimony and how God changed my life and how God called me to the ministry. So I'm so great, happy and so very joyful for this ministry that I can able to share how God works in my life. So let me start for my testimony and how God called me. And before that God called me, I just want to share what is my life before in Christ. So when I was born, I was not grown in my family, and my grandmother took me from my parents, and he cares for me. And after that, my grandparents was died, and then I am just trying to return to my family, but they refused me to go there. So I was grown to the street and starting living alone, become a straight boy. And in the young age, because there's no parents take care of me, I was learned to take drugs, learning everything what is in the world. So at the age of 14, so become a member of the gang and using any kinds of drugs and gambling. So any kinds of vices. So I was been there. And I don't have a good education because I don't have a good thinking in my mind to reach my future because I was been depressed at the time. So it's my life become miserable. And when I was 17 years old, the Lord showed me that he called me. In my eyes, I see the angels talking to me that God called me. And I never listened what he's saying to me. And time was come. I was got sick and totally bedridden. And then that time, there is someone coming to our house, seeing that I saw you, that there's no friends coming to you. But remember, there is one person wants to be your real friend. He said to me, do you want it? I introduced to you. I said, yes. Because at the time, I was very dispirited. And I was hopeless at the time. So I want to have a friend. So he said, okay, I want to let you know who is that man. He's a good and very helpful man. At the time, I need help because even the spoon to feed myself, I cannot able to handle it. I don't have any strength. And I said to myself, Lord, no. I, at the time, I never knew about God. And he said to me, I want to introduce you a good person. I said, yes, I need it. Do you know who he is? I replied, yes, I wanted to know. He is Jesus. Be your friend, and he will help you, and he will heal you from the sickness that you have. Because at the time, the sickness of my body, the doctor said it is not incurable. And the doctor sending me home because they said, I'm waiting for the time that I lost my life. And the doctor was declared that I will not be healed. So at the time, I'm hopeless. But the young man introduced me, he is Jesus, to be your friend. Accept him. So such a time, I want to be healed, and I need friend. I said, yes, I want to accept him. So at the time, he shared me the word, and he said, let us pray. I was praying with him, and I received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And after 3 days, my strength was back to me, and I'm able to stand. I'm able to eat, to feed myself. And I was amazed how God powerful when I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So at the time, I never doubt in my mind. The young man invited me to come to the church. I come to the church together with my gang members with me to come to the church. So at the time, that was the beginning to come in the church. So we attend the church of the Assemblies of God. And I was born in the Lord at the time. So I said, Lord, I want to serve you. So I, at the time when I come to the church, I realized the voice of the angels was visited to me last the time that the Lord called. So I said, Lord, I want to obey and I want to follow you. Here I am, call, use me for your glory. So at the time, and I served the Lord. I come into the church every Sunday, every prayer meeting, every weekend, or every Wednesday, come to the church. I become faithful to the church. And there's someone asking me, you want to come to the Bible school? I said, how can I come? I don't have any fund to go to the Bible school, and I don't have good education because I was miserable. My life was not good at the time. But he said, okay, just try to fill up the application to go to the Bible school. So I was filled up the form. And after 2 weeks, I received the reply from the director of the Bible school. They said, I am welcome to go. So I was going to that Bible school. I was permission to my parents that I will go to the Bible school. My parents was happy about me, my decision, because they don't want me to go to be a pastor. But I pursue myself because I felt the calling of the Lord and I felt the presence of God. So I obeyed. When I was in Bible school, I was come to close to God because I don't have anything to go there. The Bible school required me to pay. I said, Lord, you called me here. Provide everything to me, Lord. So there was a time I was in the Bible school in the first 3 months. Everything was not in me. I don't have any hygiene or everything to be used for my personal needs. I said, Lord, if you called me, bless me, provide everything and change my life. So the Lord was made everything to me. And after that, I was being graduated by my Bible study last 1996. And I said, Lord, here I am. Use me. Send me when you want me to be used. So the Lord was sending me for church planting, crusades, everything what the Lord wanted me to do. I was doing it for His glory. And for the whole time, after for the 10 years or something, I was decided to make my independent ministry because the group here in the Philippines about the organization of the AOG, it was divided into two groups. And I want to maintain my relations with the pastors. I was not go in one group. I was decided to. Church planting, making a training for discipleship or pastoral training in my church. So at this time, my ministry is a MegaFit Fellowship Incorporated. And this is the ministry that I built here in the Philippines. So many people say, how can you make it? I said, the Lord promised, who is inside of me is greater than the things in this world. So I believe God called me. I believe God is with me. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So that's the life what I was being. And then now, so a lot of things that I experienced, how God good in my life. When I become a pastor, a lot of things has happened in my life that many people are amazed, and some of them wondering. You know, there was a time also when I was a pastor, I was assigned for the remote areas. During the remote areas working, I was starting to work some in farm. You know, there was a time I was bitten poisonous snakes. I was bitten for 7 times, king cobra, Philippine cobra, in my body. And you know how God great. He helped me. He preserved my life. And there was a time that last 2 years ago, I was biting a cobra snake in my arm. And a few seconds, it will be swollen in my arm. And I go to the doctor. I ask the doctor what the things that I need to do. And the doctor said, referred me to the big hospital for the treatment. And then at the time, the doctor said, 2 to 3 hours, the people will bite in the cobra, it will collapse. And I talked to my wife. It was not happening to me. I did not feel not good in my mind and myself. I felt healthy at the time. I said, we will not go to the doctor because the Lord helped me. So let us glorify God. Let us come to the Lord. So during that time, I experienced that the goodness of the Lord, and no medication was treated me, but only the power of Jesus. And there was a time I was stabbed in my stomach. Somebody was trying to come inside our house, and then he was trying to come in. And then when I was in the door, he stabbed me. And the Lord was preserved my life too. So a lot of things that I was walking in the shadows of death, but I stand the promise of the Lord, even in the shadows of death, you will not be harmed, because I am with you. I am standing at the word. So everything was happening. So in my life today, with my family, I challenge them. We are trusting in God. What the plans of the Lord in us. Sometimes the world are trying to confuse us, trying to manipulate our mind. But let us believe. The Bible says, He is the God, the real and living God to whom we serve. So a lot of things was happening in my life. Even the angel, I was encountered the angels personally. Last year, it is a very real experience how God sent the angels in my life. When I started to build the church, because this church, it was built by faith. And we are working the church. After that, the carpenter asking me, they said, Pastor, we will buy this material. And at the time, after the carpenter asking me to buy the materials, I cry out to the Lord, I need it. I don't have money. When I pray to God, I have a bill of money, 20 pesos in my pocket. And at the time after praying, I was so hungry. But I said, I want to buy it, some of bread. So I go to the market. When I go to the market, there is some big man standing in the midst of the road. He stopped me. He said to me, Sir, don't go ahead, because there is a police was put a checkpoint. They will catch you. They will give you a fine because you don't have you are not wearing helmets and you are not wearing shoes. It is a penalty. You have a penalty. When I look ahead of my way, I saw that the police people the policemen have a checkpoint. I said, okay, thank you so much. And after that, he asked me, Sir, do you have some 10 pesos? And I'm looking at him. I felt pity. So I am just looking my pocket. I don't have any kind any money in my pocket, only the 20 pesos of bill. So I don't have a time to go to the some store to change my money. But I feel pity on him. Even he is very looking good man. But I said, okay, it is yours now. Because he said, can you give me 10 pesos? I will buy some food. Just imagine, 10 pesos are not able to buy food. But I said, okay, I will give you it. This is for you. You know, when he received the money, he put the money in his pocket. And he said, sir, you are the one was asked the Lord to me to find. Now, the Lord asking me to give you this. He opened his sling bag and he took a bunch of money and he gave it to me. I was emotional at the time. I was crying because that a lot of money was took from his bag and he gave it to me. And he said, the Lord asking me to find you and I will give you this money. I was crying because that was unusual happening in my life. When I closed my eyes because I cannot hold my tears, I was crying at the time. When I opened my eyes, the man was gone beside me. So when I looked at the bunch of money, I go to the store and I ask him to check the money if it's real or not. Because it's very hard money and one was not used before. So I was wondering, I'm trying to check if this is real money. And the man said to the store, yes, sir, it is good and it is a real money. So I ordered some materials for the church. So I experienced that was the angelic assistance for the ministry. So a lot of things was the Lord using me, blessing me, and showing me how good He is and how faithful He is in my life. That's why my ministry, I called it Mega Faith Main Fellowship. I was born of nothing, but I live with God for everything. That's why I'm believing in God, I'm trusting in God for what I do for His glory. So I give back honor and praises unto the Lord about how God blessed and changed my life, who am I before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And glory to God, brother. He is so faithful. When we are faithful to Him, He is faithful to us. And even when we're not worthy, every day He gives us new mercy, love, and grace. And like your testimony is so beautiful. It moved me in my spirit because many times people don't understand why people go through things or why they're born into things. Even though we may not understand things, I think of even Job, many times our blessings are on the other side of the trials because, for one, we can testify to others when they're going through things we've been through and encourage them and say, Jesus makes the way. That's how I made it through. He was my strength, my comforter, my hope. And here you have been bit by poisonous snakes, and through faith in Christ, you didn't fear. You didn't let the enemy overcome you. You trusted God, and here you are. And then you've been stabbed, and God kept you through that. And how beautiful is it when God puts us on someone else's heart to bless us when we least expect it? He's always faithful and always on time. He will bless us in ways that we never imagined. And so there's a lot of people ask me, how do you know there's a God, or why do you believe? I see Him in all of His creation. I feel Him in my heart every day and in my spirit. When I call out to Him, when I worship Him, I feel Him in my spirit. I feel Him in my heart. But most of all, He's always showed up on time. I've seen people healed. I have been healed. I've had
Amen.
Needs where I've prayed, and it was only by God that needs were met. That's why I serve the God that I serve, and He loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for us on the cross, and we need to quit picking and choosing and judging people. God doesn't look at outward appearance. He doesn't look if we're from the United States, if we're from the Philippines, if we're from Pakistan or Africa. God looks at our heart because God
Amen.
Loves us all. We are all His children, and we need to get past racism and hate and pride and prejudice and just come together in love and unity, working as the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus came to the cross for every single person that has been born, that has passed on, that is still yet to be born. He came for all people. So it's not our place to pick and choose. As children of God, it's our place to teach them about Jesus, to love them like Jesus. We may
Amen.
Be the only Bible that they read because we may be the only one that witnesses to them. So that's why it's important for us to know the word and to show forth Jesus' love and to be a witness, because He needs children of God going forth into the world that's so lost in darkness. And I hear your heart for Jesus, and you have the same kind of heart as I do. And I love when God brings kindred spirits together. As His word
Praise
teaches God. Us, iron sharpens iron, brother. And it just your testimony blesses me. And it really, truly does show how God keeps His children. He never promised
Amen.
Us that we would never go through things, but He did tell us
Amen.
He would never leave us or forsake us. And
Praise
you have that faith, and your ministry name is so beautiful, because He said even the faith of a mustard seed, the tiniest, we just have a little bit of faith, He can do things that we never would even imagine. And that's what we got to hold on to. That's what we got to believe in. When we go before God praying, don't go in doubt. Don't go in fear. Go in with thanksgiving in your heart, thanking Him, telling Him you know that He is able, and believing because He really does work through our faith as you have testified to that in your own life.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Is there anything, brother, that you would encourage people maybe that has come from a hard family and or been through some of the things that you have? In what way would you encourage them to getting on the right path in their life, just to reach out to Jesus like you did? Like some words of
yeah.
encouragement. Maybe there's something tonight listening that's sick or that's fighting the coronavirus even. Praise
yeah.
God, He just brought me this past month, brother, and I know I didn't get bound in fear. I just kept trusting Jesus and praying. And praise God, He brought me through it. I refuse to have
yeah.
fear in it, because that's bigger than that virus. And
mm-hmm.
that's your testimonies you're sharing. That's just, I feel like you could be an encouragement to some others just from sharing from your heart.
Praise the Lord. So tonight I have some also a word. If I still have the time that I can able to share the word.
Brother, whatever the Spirit leads you, and I tell all of my brothers and sisters that come on, some of them have regular shows, and if you feel led some time to, even if you want to record messages, I can set it up to play for you. But you are always welcome on here to share. God led me in this radio ministry to use as a platform for people from every corner of every nation to share their ministries and to glorify God. So when you're
Amen.
On, it's your time to use as you feel led in the Spirit. I always tell people just let go and let God. So if you have a word tonight, please do share. Yes.
Amen. Now, let me share the word. I know this is the word from the Lord. I make the theme of this word, He set me free. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord, God, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me, preach good tidings into the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening the prisons of them and are bound. God bless this verse. Now tonight, and the promise of the Lord that God will give us freedom, and He set us free. Sometimes people are still look like in the prison. You know, there's a lot of things that the people sometimes, even they are walking in the streets, even they are driving in their car, even they are living in the good condominium or the good house, or they are living in the beaches. But the people still look like are captives or captives in the jail, you know. But the Lord promised us he will give us freedom. He will set us free from the captives. There are three things what look like the jail or the person are in the prisoners, you know. Sometimes people have past failure. This is the first prison called a prison or the jail of the person. Why? You will stay there until you decide to accept God's forgiveness. Listen, I even die, and he that blots out transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember your sins. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, the Lord will forget everything our sins. But why the people are not have determination of their life? Because they are still thinking, they are still recall of the past failure. Remember what the failures in our lives, it was been passed away. When we come to Jesus, we are already forgiven. We have the new life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, when we come in Christ, we become a new creature. So we come to Christ, we are new. Everything was done. It was gone. We are already forgiven when we come to Christ. That's why sometimes even the Christians today, they got failure. In times like the pandemic, the whole year of 2020, the people around the world are so very panic. They're worried for everything. You know what? Because they're thinking and their mind was very captive of what the media says, what the people say. But remember what Jesus said, what the Lord said. He is the great things inside lives in us compared to the things outside the world. So if there is something bothering in our life, remember there is one made a promise to us that he is the great God. And we try to do something that we need to do for God's glory. Sometimes our failure, sometimes our past experience was trying to recall who we are. But remember, that was the weapon of the enemy was trying to be used so that we'll be condemned and will not focus what in the future. So let us forget the past. The Lord was already forgiven everything. For God's sake, when you keep bringing up, you really bother him. So let us forget the sins. Let us forget everything. Do not try to feel guilt. Let us do what the Lord wants us to do. So that the Lord wants us to set us free from the failure, the past failure. Second, about sickness. Look at Bartimaeus. He spent his life in a prison of blindness. But when Jesus came to town, he refused to allow the crowd to either silence him, to get in his way. He cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Look, when Bartimaeus was trying to cry out, asking the mercy of Jesus, when Jesus came at the time, the people was trying to let him stop to shout. But he is still continue to ask or asking the mercy of Jesus. So sometimes our sickness is trying to hold us. Some people say, "Oh, you cannot serve Jesus because you are a sickness man or you are a sickness person. You cannot serve Jesus because you have some problem to your health." Sometimes the sickness or the health issue is an excuse for serving God. You know, it is not a good reason if the people are sick, not come to the church. So this is what's happening. Not only for the Philippines, I think, because I am reading the news, I am reading the internet. People, if they are sick, they are hiding their house. Sometimes the people, when they got sick, they are staying in their house and their family was hiding them because they are afraid for the transmission of the disease, like the coronavirus. If the people are infected, the people or the government put them into the isolation facility instead to come to church. Now, this is the problem sometimes around the world. And very insult of the Lord, you know. This is the very insult of the Lord. If we look the news, sometimes are in the position, they say, or in the authority say, that the only the essential thing will be allowed. They are allowing open the malls. They are allowing in other places because they consider that the essential. If the people will understand, if the people have loved the Lord and know the Lord will do something, they close the church. They stop the Christians worshiping God. If we realize that the very essential thing is to come to Christ, they don't afraid the sickness, they don't afraid the virus because the prayer of the righteous man is very essential for the world. If we look at the Second Chronicles, if my people will humble myself, he will hear and heal their land. How can God can heal? How can God will hear if there is no prayer, there is no worship of the believer because they are afraid of sickness, they are afraid of virus. But remember, Lord given us freedom from the captives of sickness. So we, believers, we stand, we come to Christ alone. We ask God, Lord, I need you. Like Bartimaeus, even the people stop him, hold him. And Bartimaeus at the time, he was blind, but he cried out to the Lord, have mercy on me. Now, if you are listening right now, do you have problem to your health? Have you cried out asking the mercy of God to heal you? Have you calling the name of Jesus to heal you? Have you calling the Lord to touch you, to heal you from him? Remember, he is the great physician and he is the great God. He is our creator and he is the only our hope in our lives in this time. He will set us free from sickness. Amen. Now third, the presence of the believers or the people, the fear of death. Now, this very sensitive thing that we need to consider. Listen, only by dying God could he break the power of death and deliver those who live or have lived all their lives in the fear of dying. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. But there is a good news. Jesus is the prototype. His resurrection guarantees yours. And this was written by Robert Lowry. This cannot pray. Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, Lord, up to the grave and he rose with the mighty triumph over his foe. Jesus coming. Jesus was risen from the dead to declare that he is the victorious and through him we are victorious. Do not fear the death. When I was experienced, I was biting the poisonous snakes. I said to myself, Lord, if you allow me to live, if you allow me to continue my mission to preach your words, I never afraid the death. I will say, you are my great healer, and the death or the spirit of death, there's no power in my life. What the Lord has been to me. I was bitten for 7 times. Not once, not two, twice. 7 times. If you see the internet about the king cobra is a very poisonous snake here in the Philippines. The Philippine cobra is one of the poisonous snake in the Philippines. But I stand the word, I never afraid about death. Because I said to God, Lord, if my mission is not yet finished, let me see. Let me tell the people around the world, you are still alive and alive, Lord, to whom we serve. Because you hear my prayer. Heal me from this kind of venom. Heal me, Lord. And the Lord healed me. It was proven in my life. Sometimes about the fear, it will bring us down, and this is cause of our lives that we close our journey to serving God. You know, the spirit of fear is one of the instruments of the devil is trying to use to attack for the believers, you know. If we talk about fear, fear is an instrument to ruin our immune system. If the people will have fear, the people will not concentrate what they want to do. So the fear is kind of instrument of the enemy to ruin our journey to serve the Lord. Do not fear. Fear not, the Lord said. Fear not, for I am the Lord with you always. We are fighting the spirit of the darkness, so let us not have fear. Let us stand and let us say, the spirit of death, there is no power upon me. Because God only knows what are the things, and He wants us to be used for His glory in our lives. As long that He has the purpose. Remember, the Lord set our lives for the purpose. In Jeremiah 29:11, He knows us even we are still in the womb of our mother. So He knows and He has the plan. So what are the plans of God in your life? You must realize the plan. You must know the plans of the Lord in your life. If you do not know, if you don't remember the plans of the Lord, you must ask the Lord, Lord, let me know, let me see, and let me realize your plan in my life so that I can stand, I can do everything what you want me to do in my life. Do not fear, because the fear makes you a prison. You look like you are inside the jail. Come in Christ. Trust in the Lord. Trust His words, said, He set you free. So if you are now listening to this program right now, I want you to speak after me. I am free through Jesus Christ who saved me. Make it to your lives. Trust in Him. You know, whatever you fear today, Jesus wants you to set you free. Jesus wants you to set you free. He wants you to set you free from the bondage, from the captives. We are Christ. Oh, we are chosen generation. We are chosen by God. We are Christ's ears. Oh, we are God's ears. Manununod kita sa Diyos. God called us to be a descendant. Everything was prepared by God is for us. That was the Lord promised us. So I challenge everyone, let us come and serve the Lord faithfully. Just believe in God alone. Do not trust everything upon this world, because it will blind your eyes so that you will not see the truth. come and serve God. Because He promised us He will set us free. Thank God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a powerful message, brother. Praise God.
That Hallelujah.
Is so true what you mean. I truly believe that's what I was when I first got my positive test back from the doctor for coronavirus, and I come out and I looked at my husband. I had been sick for a few weeks, and I kept praying the blood of Jesus over me every night and for God's mm-hmm. healing and speaking, I am the healed of the Lord. But I also know sometimes in life we go through things, because when we do go through them, God can truly see our faith and our hope in Him. And that's
Amen.
One of the things I've learned in my trials. It doesn't mean that God's not with me or that He doesn't love me.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
part of a future testimony or a purpose that God's going to be using in my life. And immediately, God, as soon as I got that positive test result, immediately, God said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of peace and a sound mind. And I spoke
Amen.
That over myself every day, and I would speak against symptoms as they come upon me. And I thank God, because so many people have lost their lives to COVID, through the pandemic. And like you were saying, it's bound people in fear. That's a tool of the enemy. That's not what God wants from His children. That's not what
yeah.
He wants from people. The enemy wants people bound in fear, because suicide rates have increased because of that fear. And people
Amen.
That don't know Jesus Christ, they don't know how to cope with these situations. When people have got quarantined, not been able to go out places, that's why we need to be sharing the gospel to the world. Why we need
Amen.
To be lights, like what we're doing in the Philippines and what God's called me to do, because people need to hear that hope. They need to hear that truth. And exactly
yeah.
what you said, I am free. Brothers and sisters, get a hold of what He is saying. Everyone that's listening live tonight, or if you come back and you listen on demand, praise God, you'll be able to hear this message any day, any hour from now on, now that it's been recorded on here. And I thank God for that, because it's a powerful message. We need to get a hold of those words and keep speaking that out. I am free. And not just from sickness, but from addictions, from hurts from the past, from whatever
yeah.
it is that binds you and hurts you. Jesus is the answer. And through Him, we have the victory. You just have to do like my brother said, receive Him, believe in Him. Walking by faith, not sight. Look at
Amen.
How many times you were bit by poisonous snake, and God
yeah.
kept you. That's because of faith, and He had a purpose and plan in your life. Honestly, truthfully, that's a miracle, because how many other people would not be here just being bit one time? But you said it was at 12. Is that correct, that you were been bitten 12 times?
Mm-hmm.
That totally amazes me, and that shows me the power that God has in our life, because we're covered by the blood. And when we
Amen.
Apply that to our life, it does shield us and protect us. And God gives us authority to stomp serpents under our feet, and that amazes me. Like the way He used you is just so amazing and inspiring. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And I'm excited
yes.
to hear your testimony. But I'm holding on to your word too. And cry out, like my brother said, cry out for God to have mercy upon your body, for healing
Amen.
In your body, because He is our healer. He bore stripes upon our back for our transgression, for our healing. And the word of God teaches us that nothing is impossible if we believe and ask in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. It may not be in the timing that we think it should be done, but God's timing is perfect and God is faithful. You just got to keep holding on, pray without ceasing, fasting, be in your word, most of all, trusting God and just surrendering everything to Him. What a powerful
mm-hmm.
message, brother. Thank you so much, because everywhere, especially in the beginning when the pandemic first started hitting, people were
yeah.
stockpiling hand sanitizer, toilet paper. Like, they were going crazy. They didn't even know. They didn't know what way to turn or what to do. And so many people got bound in that fear, and I pray for that spirit, Father God, in agreement with my brother, Father God. We pray against the spirit of fear, God. We know it's not of you. God,
Amen.
We ask that you come in and just break the chains that bind people's minds. Father God, that they'll know truth and that you'll use us to be, Father God, lights in their life, dear God, that they can know that there's peace found in you, God. When we come to you, we have hope. And we can anchor in you, dear God, knowing that you're our comforter, our healer, Father God. That, Father God, that you are with us in the valley and you walk with us to the mountaintop, Father God. And no matter what we're going through, Father God, you are worthy to be praised. And we glorify you tonight. Lord, we've both been through trials, but you have kept us, Father God. Lord, you kept us, and we thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Continue to use us, Father God. And we just plead the blood over our life and for a hedge of protection, Lord. But we're just praying from every corner of every nation, God, that your anointing just flood out, Father God, over the airways, and the spirit of fear be broken in Jesus' name, Father God. We just give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you so much for everything. I know the Lord has blessings will come to our ministry also. And we're praying one day you can come to the Philippines also to work with us.
And I pray one day. Yes, I would like that, brother. And I pray one day that you as well can come here. I appreciate you so much taking time out to share your ministry, your testimony, and that amazing word. Keep speaking it out, brothers and sisters. I am free. If you feel yourself being bound in fear, whatever the addiction you might have is, whatever pain, just hold on to that tonight. Take that into the rest of the week with you and share it to the world so that they can know that they too, through Jesus Christ, can say,
Amen.
I am free. That's a powerful message.
Yeah.
Powerful message.
We are free.
Amen. Yes, we are. We were once lost, but now we're found. We were blind, but now we see. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So thank the Lord. And hopefully, and you can give us more time next time. So as what I have said, that I am eager to do more as I have opportunity to share the word. So if you another time, let me know again so that I can do what the Lord wants me to do.
Yes, you're welcome anytime, brother. You're always welcome to share the word of God.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Well, I'm going to close out with one of the songs that you gave me, brother.
Okay.
God bless you. Have a blessed Tuesday there. I think we're almost 2 more minutes. It'll officially be Tuesday here. But I thank you for your time. God bless you for the work you're doing. And just keep on keeping and doing the great work that you're doing. Many blessings upon your life.
Amen. God.
Yes, hallelujah. He does deserve the honor. He does deserve the glory. Be to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. And we just lift up the name of Jesus, magnifying God, our Father. And may he just continue to use us, brother, for his glory. And I definitely have you back on. In fact, I have some openings for set nights. Maybe you'd like to do once a week or twice a month. Seek God and be praying about it. But you are welcome to share on some of the open spots that I have, because I want to get the gospel going forth, and I just want to reach as many people as we can. We have listeners all over the world. Glory to God in that.
Amen.
And only I stepped out in faith. I was never trained to do this. I didn't go to school for this. God equipped me, anointed me, appointed me. I stepped out in faith, and it went international. That's what God can do. Step out in faith and just trust in him. And remember, again, I love that. Keep speaking out this week. I am free. Thank
Amen.
You so much for being on tonight, my brother and apostle. I thank you so much. Well, actually, it's daytime there, but here it's now in the a.m. But I really appreciate your time. I thank you for the beautiful work you're doing for the kingdom of God. Keep on doing what you're doing, and I will continually pray for you. And as God blesses me, I know my husband and I believe in planting into other ministries, because you cannot outgive God. And I just believe if we can help one another to further the gospel, that we should do that. And please be praying too for my brother's ministry, brothers and sisters, that God just bless him, and that he has every need met that he needs, and for his protection. Even through his faith, we also need each other's prayers, because there is power in prayer and strength in numbers. Is there anything else that you would like to share, brother, before we close out?
Uh-huh. So,
would you like to say
again?
A prayer? Would you like to say a prayer to close us out?
Okay. I will pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the great privilege with this ministry, Lord, that I'm able to do it, and this opportunity, Lord, I can preach and I can share the word through the world, this through the radio program. I pray, God, that you bless our brother and sisters who are listening today, and bless the field ministry, Lord, the Montel Field Ministry. Bless her husband and her family. And I know, Lord God, a lot of people will be changed through this program. Use this ministry, God, that it is a channel of blessing to the people, and they will learn anew and hear your words every day. So, God, I pray financial will come upon them, material and physical, and, Lord, cover them with the power of your precious blood. Even their country, Lord, in U.S., bless them and continue to use their life also, Lord, throughout the world, reaching the people, strengthening the people, Lord God. And thank you also, Lord, for us here in the Philippines. Continue to be with us, Lord, and to preserve our lives. Lord, we don't have anything to do without you, Lord. We cannot able to do, because you are our strength and you are our God. So, God, bless us together for uniting together for bringing the word to the people around the world, God. So, God, thank you for this day. And thank you also for the people who are listening to this program. Bless them. If they are sick, Lord, help them. Touch them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, they are circling. Give them peace and joy. Let the Spirit, let the Holy come upon them, Lord God. Because your words in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit, it is need to your people. So, Lord, they need the power of the Holy Spirit also. So, God, thank you for this day. Give back the glory, honor, and praises unto you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank you again for being on. And God bless all of our listeners on Reaching Out Radio International from every corner of every nation. Remember that God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And the enemy will try to make you believe that you've done so much wrong, that there's no hope for you. Brothers and sisters, that's one of the greatest lies, because there is a hope and his name is Jesus. John 3:16 tells, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that whosoever,
amen,
brother, sister, is you, it's anybody that's listening, just call out to his name and ask Jesus into your life, repent of your sins, and he,
amen,
will forgive you, brothers and sisters, and it will change your life, I promise you. I won't say,
yeah,
that you won't never go through things, but you'll have the strength and the power and the hope as you walk through the valleys, because Jesus will get you to the mountaintops. Praise God. I love you all so much. Continue to pray for us. And if you ever feel led to share a message, or maybe you're a Christian author or an artist who loves to worship and sing, you are always welcome here, because what we do here is not about our glory. It's for God's glory, and to work together to further the kingdom. And I thank my brother tonight for being a part of that, furthering the kingdom in Jesus' name. Thank you again, my brother. Please stay in touch. I know we'll probably be talking daily, and we'll get something set up for you to share on the radio some more.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, and have a blessed day ahead there, and everybody have a blessed week ahead. God bless you all. Good day over in the Philippines and other parts of the world, and good night here in the United States. And remember, don't back down when God's backing you up.
Amen.
God bless, brother.
God bless. God bless.